to me today, and what I heard him say was the keys of the kingdom. Amen. He's given us, and we taught about the keys of entering into his presence with thanksgiving and his courts with praise on Sunday. And that's a huge key to getting into his presence. But what he spoke to me this afternoon was about the keys of his kingdom. Like, how can we live a victorious life? Or what is the key to operating in his kingdom, basically? And so Matthew 16:19 says this, and Jesus was speaking. He said, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever, and this is the keys, okay? Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So in other words, whatever you see the enemy doing, you have been given the authority to bind, negate, nullify the operation of the enemy. You've been given the authority to use the name of Jesus to bind the enemy. And the other key is you've been given authority to loose the angels on the scene, to loose the presence of God on the scene. You've been given the authority to loose on earth, and then it'll be loosed in heaven. Kind of like when we talked about us being like creators, how God created us in his own image and his own likeness. When the Lord said, let there be light, and then there was light. When we say something, heaven backs us up. Amen? So when we loose angels on the scene, angels are loosed onto the scene from heaven. When we bind the enemy is bound in heaven. God looses angels to bind the enemy. And so heaven backs us up when we use the keys of the kingdom. Amen? So wherever we see the enemy doing something, we have something that we can do about it. Amen? Or wherever you see that God wants to do something, we have the authority to be able to loose and speak and command that thing to be loosed, to go into effect. Luke 10:19 says, look, the Lord's telling us, like, pay attention. I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy, so that nothing shall by any means hurt you. So in other words, look, pay attention. I have given you authority over that oppression, or I have given you authority over that situation or that heaviness or whatever it is that you're going through. Look, you can bind the enemy and you can loose the angels of God on the scene, you know? So God set it up for us with these keys of the kingdom for us to be involved in living this life for him so that we would be victorious. Amen. He gave us his name, the name which is above every name, the name Jesus, to which every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. He gave us his name to use, okay? And he set it up for us to be involved so that we would help him get things accomplished, get things done. We've been praying or speaking a lot about prayer, obviously, on Wednesday nights because we put it into practice right away and then we pray that way. And God's teaching us on how prayer works. And this is another key to prayer, that when you're in prayer and God starts revealing his will or what he's doing, or he could be revealing also what the enemy's doing. And he's revealing that to you so you can use the keys of the kingdom to bind the enemy. I was recently in a prayer meeting and somebody asked me, how come I'm always seeing the kingdom of hell? Like, how come I'm always seeing the enemy and his tactics, or I'm seeing what the enemy is doing? And the thing is God's the one who opens your eyes to see. The enemy can't open your eyes. God's the one who opens your eyes. And so God's revealing to you what the enemy is doing, so you'll use the keys of the kingdom and bind it on earth so that it'll be backed up and bound by heaven. Amen? And then you can loose angels on the scene. Amen? So we're co-workers together with the Lord. In 1 Corinthians 3:9, he says that we're co-workers together with God, or we're God's fellow workers. So we've talked a lot about praying the Lord's Prayer and how he taught the disciples how to pray, let thy kingdom come and let thy will be done. So when God reveals to us his will on earth is obviously to bless us. He everything good and everything perfect comes down from the Father above. And so if it's not good or it's not perfect, it's obviously not the will of God. And so there's something that we can do about it. We can pray that God's will would be done in the situation. We can bind the enemy at work in the situation. We can loose the angels of God on the scene to minister to people, to strengthen people, to help people. Or God can send laborers into their lives too. So God set it up for us to be involved, and he needs us to see his will and then to bind on earth so that it can be bound in heaven, and to loose on earth so that it can be loosed in heaven. Everything with the Lord, God made it so that we're co-workers together with him, so everything that he does has to be prayed out. Everything he does needs a roadmap made by our prayers. The Bible says the prayers of the righteous availeth much and produce powerful results. It means God's loosed on the scene because of our prayers. And part of that is using the keys of the kingdom. Your prayers are loosing angels on the scene. Your prayers are binding the work of the enemy that are at work in the different situations in people's lives or in your life or in your finances or in your family or your home. So we can either go through this life and we can live like whatever will be, you know, whatever happens to me, I guess that was meant to be. Or you can be aware of the things that are from the Lord and the things that are from the enemy and know that everything good and perfect comes from God. Whether and if it's contrary to good and perfect, then it's not from the Lord. Sickness, not from the Lord. Oppressions, not from the Lord. You know, lack in finances is not from the Lord. Hatred, bitterness, all that, that's not from the Lord. And so these things that try to creep up and take a hold of us aren't from the Lord. So what do? You use the keys of the kingdom. When you start recognizing that you're feeling a certain way or that a family member is feeling a certain way, you don't have to go up to them and use the keys of the kingdom, but you can go in your prayer closet or on your own time if you recognize that God's revealing to you a tactic of the enemy, you can go use the keys of the kingdom and say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I just bind the enemy. Everything you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. I bind the enemy and his plan, attack, assignment, maneuver against so-and-so. I just bind the work of the enemy in the name of what? Jesus. Because at the name of Jesus, every knee has to bow. The Bible says that if we resist the devil, he will flee. How do you resist him? With the name of Jesus and with the word of God. Amen? And so the Lord wants us not just to watch the enemy. You know, it could be on Facebook or it could be through the news, which I rarely watch. The reason I said a school today when talking about it is because I hear it from my husband. I didn't actually see the news myself. So I was unaware of the details and I apologize. But I knew what was going on because of, you know, my husband and my parents let me know, warning me because my husband works over in that area. So, but whatever the case, when we hear about tactics of the enemy, we as a believer have the authority that has been given to us to bind the enemy, to loose angels upon the scene. He says, look, I've given you power over all the power of the enemy, so that nothing shall by any means hurt you. But it can hurt you if you let it. So we need to realize that, like, a lot of people wonder, like, why does good thing or bad things happen to good people? Well, if you live life like whatever will be, you know, and you have, God has been revealing to you, and you saw the symptoms, or you saw You felt the feelings of anger trying to come against you. You didn't do anything about it, and all of a sudden it grows into resentment, and it grows into bitterness, and it gets bigger, and you're not binding the enemy, and you're not, you know, putting up the shield of faith and protecting yourself against the fiery darts of the enemy, then he's going to get some ground there. But if you live with those keys of the kingdom, binding and loosing and using the name of Jesus, you release God upon the scene. Amen? You release heaven upon the scene. And so God wants to co-work together with his people. He wants to back us up, and he wants our prayers to pave the way for him to work in situations in our life. And the reason God reveals things that of the enemy's kingdom, what he's doing, or you'll sense like a word of knowledge, something's coming against you, but really is like, where did that come from? But God sometimes is showing you what's going on with somebody else, like the feeling of the oppression or whatever they're going through, the heaviness or the burden, so that you will, and you ask, Lord, what is this? Why am I feeling this way? And God will reveal to you that it's actually so-and-so. That's what they're feeling. Go ahead and use the authority in the name of Jesus and bind the work of the enemy, and he'll bind it in heaven. Amen? He'll loose angels on the scene. And so, think about it. If you have keys, that means you have the authority over that place of business or that over that house, right? And so, God gave us keys. And so, we have authority. Amen? So, when I have keys to my house, I have the authority to say, you go over here, you go over here, you do this, you do that, I can come in, I can come out. And so it's the same thing with the kingdom of heaven. We have the authority to come into the throne room. We have the authority to leave. We have the authority to bind the enemy. We have the authority to loose in the name of Jesus. We're working together with Jesus. We're coming in and out of his presence, in and out of his house, and we're working with him. We're supposed to be anyways. He gave us the keys. Amen? And so he wants us to be co-workers together with him. Philippians 2, 9 through 11 says this, and I kind of quoted it, but therefore, God has highly exalted him and has freely bestowed upon him and freely bestowed upon him the name that is above every name, the name that at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of those in heaven, those on earth, and those under the earth. He's like basically saying every knee. It doesn't matter which location. When you say the name of Jesus, every knee has to bow. Heaven, earth, and under the earth. And so it doesn't matter what you're dealing with. You can either bind or loose, but every single knee has to bow. And so that's a powerful name. And he said, behold, I gave you power. I gave you the authority using my name. This is the keys of the kingdom. This is the keys to operate and work together with God regarding situations that we come up against in our lives. We do not have to let the devil or any of the feelings or any of the attacks or maneuvers of assignments of the enemy, we don't have to let that win. We can use the keys of the kingdom and watch God get the victory in the situation. Amen? I like that first song. I think it was the first song that they sang, that I'm going to see a victory. Basically, sometimes it's not immediate, but if you act and use the keys of the kingdom and you act upon the word of God, you can know that he says he gives you victory in Christ Jesus. Amen? He says in his word that no weapon formed against us will prosper. All who rise against us will fall. Well, that's more so if you use the keys of the kingdom. It's not always an automatic, like that you can just claim that scripture. You have to be active using the word of God and what he tells you to do. Resist the devil and he will flee, because then you're going to see a victory, right? Or use the keys of the kingdom and bind the enemy so that you can see a victory. So God wants us to see a victory in our lives. He wants us to see a victory and have freedom in our, you know, our minds or our bodies, but we need to be co-workers, co-laborers with him and act upon his word. Don't just know his word, but act upon it. Put it into practice, because he said faith without works is dead. So every time we get a key from the word of God, every spoken word by his spirit, or every read word that we read, or every preached word that we hear, is something that we can put into practice in our own lives. And I love that I get to receive it from the Lord and from the word and then preach it, because I'm also hearing it. So it's like triple. Because I want to get that word down in myself so that I'm putting it into practice as well. Amen. And he's teaching me as I'm learning, I'm teaching you. And so I'm putting it into practice and seeing God work and give me victory. And so I love that process. And I love that the Lord uses that process with me so that I can grow in the Lord. Amen. So kind of in a nutshell, in Luke 10:17, he also said to his disciples, come back to him. They're so excited about the keys of the kingdom. They're excited about the fact that they have authority using the name of Jesus. They're excited that when they speak and use the name of Jesus, they said, even devils are subject to us when we use your name. And we need to use the name of Jesus and get excited and watch the devil be bound. We need to get excited when we use the keys of the kingdom and loose angels on the scene and watch as God just like organizes and God orchestrates protection and God orchestrates the peace of God filling a room. And when before it was like confusion and just a lack of peace, we need to get excited like the disciples got excited about using the name of Jesus, using the keys of the kingdom, and walking victorious, knowing that no weapon formed against me is going to prosper because I'm going to use the keys of the kingdom and it's going to work for me. Heaven is going to back me up. God is going to loose angels on the scene to back me up and bind the enemy. When I bind the enemy, when I resist the devil, he flees in terror because he knows those angels are coming for him, right? So it's so awesome. We were praying for this Women of Wonder conference last night with a group of ladies, and we were praying for the Women of Wonder conference, and afterwards I was praying a little further with a friend, and we're just leaving, we're kind of walking, making our way out, and we're standing in the foyer of the church. And we were just praying, and the presence of God just kind of filled the foyer. And so we just stood there quietly, and she's like, there's an angel behind you. And she just continued talking. I was like, wait, why? I was like, ask him why he's here. Like, God's revealing to you why, you know, that he's here. And so she asked him, but then I just sensed the presence of God come on me. And she's like, he's ministering to you. What's he doing or whatever? But then I just began to speak some things. And basically using the keys of the kingdom, I loosed the angels to go ahead on the scene to where we're having the women's conference to drive the enemy off into dry places, to just build a camp around the facility and just to bind up the enemy that would try to hinder people from receiving fully what God has for them. And then we loosed angels on the scene to be attached to the invitations that would go out on Facebook or social media or email or even by personal invitation. The angels would go along and give these people freedom to respond with the answer yes, that they would come. So we were actively doing this. And I mean, this is just coming to me right now, but that when we started doing this, all of a sudden this wind blew through, and it was like outside, but it was like a real howling, like, you know, and things were like blowing, but it was almost like it was inside. It was so loud. And she said, right then, because she has her like eyes like super open, she said, right then, this team, like before it was just this one angel, but this team of angels just like it's almost like with like chariots, like with horses and stuff, came up to the door. And they, I have this story a little bit backwards. So before I loosed them and that wind blew, that happened. And when that happened, that's when I loosed them to go do this assignment. So that's what happened. But this wind blew and they came up to the door there. And she said they were just these enormous angels with like these huge wings, and that she knew they were like these warrior angels. And I knew, like, I didn't see them, but I knew instantly by the Spirit of God what they were there for, and I loosed them to go ahead to this women's conference location and clear the way and pave the way and just to build up a hedge of protection around it and everything like that. But for some of you, that might be really far out, but in the Word of God, they were seeing angels, they were seeing Jesus, they were co-working together with the Lord, and that's what we are here for. You know, some people are seers in the Word of God, and some people are knowers. I'm kind of more of a knower, but God lets me see sometimes. But God co-works together with his people by the keys of the kingdom. And so we can believe it or not, but if we don't use the name of Jesus, if we don't bind the enemy, if we don't loose the angels on the scene, nothing's going to get done. We are assigned to work together with God. We are his workers. We are the ones who are to plow the ones who are to sow seeds, the ones who are to at times water the seed, to harvest the seed, to loose the angels, to bind the enemy. We're supposed to be working with God. You know, yeah, we love the presence of God, and yeah, we love to get into his presence and worship him, but there's assignments that he has for us to do. Amen? He doesn't want the enemy to trample all over us. He gave us authority to trample on serpents and scorpions so that nothing will hurt us. Amen? And so he says we're co-workers together with him. And that Luke 10:19, he says, I have given you this authority over all the power of the enemy so that nothing will by any means hurt you. So I just want to encourage you tonight, like we're going to put on some prayer music and we're just going to pray a little bit. And I believe God's going to, maybe there's some things already that are just kind of heavy on your heart. Maybe the situation that happened in Milwaukee. Maybe there's some family situations, maybe some financial situations, whatever it might be. I want you to immediately just seal this with the blood of Jesus and just put it into practice so the enemy can't steal this information from you. And use the keys of the kingdom. Whatever you're going through, if it's an attack of the enemy, say, in the name of Jesus, I use the keys of the kingdom, and I bind you, Satan. I command you to get your hands off of my family member, off of our finances, or off of my job, or whatever it is that you're having issues with. Bind the enemy. And in the name of Jesus, I just loose angels on the scene to bind up the enemy. I loose angels on the scene to set this person free. I loose angels on the scene to clear the way for financial blessing or whatever it is. Just be led by the Spirit of God, but use those keys that God's given you to use. His name, Jesus, binding the enemy and loosing heaven on the scene, loosing the angels. Amen? Father, we just thank you and praise you, Lord, that your word is true and it's powerful and it's sharper than a two-edged sword, God. And tonight, Lord, we want to just not have faith without works. We want to have faith with works. We want you to watch over your word to perform it tonight, God. And so, Father, tonight, Lord, that as we pray, Father, we ask you to bring to our remembrance, bring to our minds and our hearts that which you want us to actively set our hand to with using the keys of the kingdom. Father, show us how we ought to pray. Help us, Holy Spirit, to pray as we ought to, and help us to bind and loose, Lord, things on the scene, Lord, so heaven can back us up using the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we welcome you to lead our prayers. Help us to pray as we ought to tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just spend a little time doing that, activating that prayer.